The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
There we go. There. So lovely to practice with you all. Welcome. Welcome. So for today's practice, I wanted to invite us to engage with the practice of equanimity, equipoise, which is the fourth Brahma Vihara, the fourth heavenly abode practice, the four of the four heart practices, the first one being metta, loving kindness, second one being compassion or karuna, the third one being vicarious joy or sympathetic joy, mudita, and the fourth one is equanimity, upekka, and it's holds all the other ones, and it's also in some ways could be thought of as the perfection of the other one. So equanimity is this sense of balance, equipoise, and it has warmth, has care about it. So it's not aloof. It's not uncaring. It's not, oh, whatever, I'm just being equanimous. That's not equanimity. That's aloofness. That's the nearest neighbor or near enemy, not nearest. Tonight, somehow the words are, different words are coming in. Anyways, this is interesting. Lots of anatta here in the way this mind is working tonight. But it's the near enemy. It's a near enemy of mudita. So the aloofness is a near enemy. Somehow nearest neighbor from my years of doing mathematics and computer science is coming in. But anyway, just laughing at this mind. Isn't it fun sometimes to laugh at the impersonality of how our mind works, right? It's ungovernable sometimes. You want to do something or think something and something else happens. Anatta, not self, right there. Anyway, but tonight we're not going to practice not self. We're going to practice equanimity. So equanimity. So many different ways to get into this practice of equanimity. And it's a crown jewel, really. Equanimity is a crown jewel of Buddhist practice. It supports us not just on the cushion in our practice, the formal practice, but throughout our life as the vicissitudes, challenges, difficulties, are a dime in a dozen in this human condition. So can we be with them with equanimity, with equipoise, not bearing down, but just in the middle of the storm and the eye of the storm, having an expansive, spacious view. So I think that's all I want to say to set up the framework for tonight. And we'll just practice together and find our ways, our unique way into it tonight. So I'd like to invite you to get into your meditation posture, whatever that might be. If you need to shift, move from your cushion to a chair or from a chair to a cushion. The posture that will be comfortable for the next 30 minutes of meditation. And letting there be a sense of integrity in your body, sense of uprightness. Letting the spine be upright, be held. Not pushed up, but as if there is a thread. On top of your head, invisible thread holding you up. Or a powerful magnet. That opens your upper body, your torso, your chest. All opened up with the breath. Sitting upright. And letting your lower body be well grounded, well rooted to the earth. The upper body opened up. Upright sense of spaciousness opening to the heavens, and the lower body connected, well rooted to the earth. Your feet, your sit bones, so that you feel like you have both roots, you're well rooted into the earth in this moment. And also you have wings like an angel. Expansive, your heart expansive. You have roots and wings. And let the breath move through, soothing, comforting. Your abdomen, your chest expanding with each breath. Feeling more present. And whatever is arising in the body, the heart, and the mind can be welcomed. Can be welcomed. And can be here just as it is. No need to get rid of it. Push it away. Or even attend to it, perhaps, but just opening to it all. It can be here. There's so much space, spaciousness, ease, that this can be here along with everything else. The breath. And if there's fatigue, restlessness, all of that can be present too. Doesn't have to take center stage. As if you're expanding, imagining that you're expanding, you're stretching your heart, you're stretching your awareness. First, you're stretching it, and then it stretches on its own. It keeps going, expanding, expanding, Just like the universe keeps expanding, your heart keeps expanding, stretching. Your awareness keeps stretching on its own, including everything, everything. And there's still more space. There can be so much ease in this expansion. And yeah, pain, difficulties, emotions can be there. Sleepiness, agitation can all be there. Can all be here. There's enough space for everything to be present. Heart so expansive, spacious. And if thoughts are arising, plans, memories, it's okay. It's all right. Letting the expansiveness, spaciousness hold everything. Or letting it drop everything. It doesn't have to hold if it feels like an effort. It can also drop. Just drop. Release. Just release. Not with aversion. but with a wisdom that doesn't need to be held, can be released. So if you're opening up your hand, letting it fly away. And this gesture of the open hand, open hands, being felt in your heart too, not just in your hands. Maybe actually might be helpful to open your hands as they're resting on your lap. Feel into the energy of the open, relaxed, resting hands. Not grasping, not pushing away. Open, relaxed. Feel into the spaciousness of this gesture of the open hand. How much ease, release. You can feel within this gesture. Now imagine your heart also has the gesture of the open hands, relaxed, not grasping or pushing away. Things can be landing, resting in the hand, and then leaving, arising, passing away. It's like this. It's like this. And this human realm, comings and goings. All the comings and goings. Interesting. Maybe even delightful. Expansive. A sense of care. Your hand is turned upward so it can hold. Your heart can hold. Yet it doesn't grasp, hold on to. Also, as the hand has this gesture of openness, the fingers, there's space between the fingers, things pour through. Thoughts, memories. There's a lightness in the feeling and letting them pour through, fall through. It's okay. The hand is open for new experiences, new knowings, new gifts, new blessings, and new sorrows that serve as teachers. This gesture of the open hand, a heart that has an open hand, it's also a gesture of generosity. Generosity with life. Experiencing, knowing, giving. Not grasping. Can we relate to equanimity in this practice today? As the gesture of an open hand, open heart. In this way. Maybe just to get a sense of it, close your hands. Feel the fist forming on your lap. Feel into how that is different. Let your heart feel how this is different, different stance in life. A closed fist. And open whenever you're ready. Got a sense of it. Open hands resting on your lap. Your heart. With the gesture of the open hands. See what new perceptions this brings about. New realizations, new insights for you tonight. In this moment in time, this open hand of the heart. gesture of the open hand. Here, with the breath, with the body, with this heart. Feel the embodiment of the open hands in your heart. With each breath. The gesture of equanimity, sitting grounded, upright like a mountain, stable, chest, heart open, present, hands open, heart open. Stable, open, present. Feel it in your body. The mind will follow. Feel the stability of your posture. The uprightness, the well-rootedness. The open hands. Feel into it. Feel the embodiment. It's not an idea, equanimity. It's an embodied experience. Be equanimity. Trust that your body knows. Trust. equanimity, not falling into, not grasping, not being reduced to, not sinking into, and not pushing away. With aversion, fear, dislike, but upright, well-rooted, with an open hand, open heart. All experiences can be just as they are, arise, pass away. Spacious heart, spacious mind. Your body knows. Even if you experience it for a moment, with respect to something here, something opens up in your mind, in your heart, a possibility for a different relationship to life, to thoughts, stories, emotions. Again, feel into the embodiment. Fake it until you become it. Sitting, feeling your body on the earth, connected, rooted, upright. Open heart, open hands. Expansive, spacious. The breath, inside, outside, all around. You might even visualize stories. Like a little bird, like a butterfly, landing in your hand, open hand, and then flying away. Not reacting. Comes and goes. You sit. You are breathed. Spacious, stable. Aware, kind, here. And as we bring this practice period to a close, may we embody equanimity for ourselves, for others, to benefit all beings everywhere. May all beings everywhere, including ourselves, be stable. Know true equipoise with presence and care, not turning away, not closing the hand. May all beings everywhere be free, including ourselves. Thanks, everyone. Thanks for your practice. So we have some time for reflections, for questions, comments about this practice, equanimity, this particular way of feeling into it and And today I was inviting us to feel into the embodiment of equanimity with the gesture of sitting connected to the earth, really feeling our stability, sitting tall like a mountain, this gesture of equanimity with open hands and open heart, really feeling into that. It's not a closed fist. It's not one that grasps objects. It's not one that pushes away or throws away. It's one that's open. It can land, it can go, pour through. There's a sense of openness of the heart and stability. So that's the invitation that I was making for us to feel into equanimity, not like an idea. Like, what is equanimity? This word I can never get. Like, what do they even mean? But feel into it. What does it feel like? What does it feel like? That was the invitation. I was hoping that maybe even for a split second, something connected in a different way that maybe opens something up for you, a possibility in your life, in your practice. So that was my hope, intention, and would love to hear how it was for you. Any insights, experiences, what worked, what didn't work, for the benefit of yourself, benefit of the Sangha. You can raise your Zoom hand, you can type in chat. Fazil, please.
Hi, just when you said to be equanimity, that just kind of hit. That was pretty neat. It's like, oh, wait. It changed a little bit. It was neat. Thank you.
Nice. Thank you for reflecting that back to be equanimity. I love it. Great. Thanks for highlighting that puzzle. I'm glad something shifted for you. Yay. And try that. Try that. Since it hit in a particular way, it you can drop that in, right? You can drop that in your daily life practice. Like, oh, be equanimity. Oh yeah, I know what that feels like. My body knows. Like, it's not so much a heady thing, be equanimity. Beautiful. Thanks, Fazil. Any other reflections? You can also type in chat, Fred.
Thanks, Nikki. The contrast between the open hand and the clenched fist was really striking to me. If I was less aware of equanimous feelings throughout the meditation, I could tell from the sharp contrast of being in the defensive position with fists closed that this was not equanimity, and better to return to the open hand.
Beautiful. Great. Thank you so much for reflecting that. Yeah, that's great. Thank you for that reflection, Fred. This contrast, because it feels different in our bodies. This and it's there's a lot of science to our mind states and our physical states. In fact, a lot of metaphors and a lot of our mind states, the words that we use in language, come from our physical gestures. So it's important to take advantage of what we already have, make these knowings more clear, distinct by using these gestures. And so, Michelle, I think you were trying to raise your hand. Yes. And Dan, we'll go to you afterwards. Michelle, please.
As I opened to this tremendous fear that I was feeling, the more I opened to the fear, the more equanimity I felt. Does that make sense?
Absolutely, it makes sense, Michelle. Yeah. Yeah. How interesting, right?
Yeah.
How interesting. The more you open to fear, the more equanimity you felt. Yeah. Feel into the profundity of that. That's a profound insight. Because the more we close up to fear, the more we're afraid of fear, the more the bigger it feels and the more we open up to it. Okay, I'm not scared. Here, come. Oh, wow, there's more equanimity. Look at that. It's so counterintuitive, and yet that's it. Beautiful. Thanks for sharing that, Michelou. Beautiful. Ah. Jerry says, it felt like a brief moment of openness to a blend of the loving kindness, compassion, and joy. Yep. Great. Dan, I see you. Please.
Yes. I thought I had the explanation down very well, as you gave it, and it was a very good session. But just for the heck of it, I've got this on my phone, but I have my computer here, so I typed in equanimity, and I looked at that, and was talking as calmness, composure, evenness of temper, especially in a difficult situation. And I was thinking, and you talked about, you know, disturbances or being upset and things, which was very useful as a bit of a contrast. But there's no threat while sitting here. And a couple hours ago, I was crossing the street here in New York City. And years ago, it used to be worth your life crossing a street in New York. The traffic was very aggressive, especially the cab drivers. They would come right through an intersection. And it was almost worth your life crossing a street. So almost without exception, if you're in a crosswalk, even a quarter of the way across the street, someone coming the other way will stop. They'll let you go and come.
Yeah.
So I'm crossing the street, and I'm about halfway across, and the guy is coming quite quickly into the intersection, and I can tell by his speed and the angle of his wheels, he's just going to go. He's not going to stop. And it occurred to me to slow my pace to be sure he had enough room. I didn't. I just kept walking. I'm a big guy. I have a very big mouth, good command voice. And I got really close to the car, not to endanger myself, and that I knew I was going to yell at him, even though, in a sense, I knew it was a bad idea. And I wished not to do it. And the phrase, no good can come of this, went through my mind.
Right.
And I thought, oh, the heck with it. I'm just going to yell.
Got it.
So,
okay.
Oh, I didn't curse. I didn't do anything. But he had his window all the way down, and I was grateful for that.
I think I'm getting the picture, Dan. Yeah, and for the benefit of time, I think I get the picture. And your question is, okay, that's a stressful situation.
All I did was yell, hey. Yeah. And as soon as I did that, I regretted it and wish I had said nothing at all.
Yeah. So here's what I would say. I appreciate you bringing that in. And here's, so the question basically is, you're asking, okay, here I'm sitting, I'm practicing, there's no threat. I'm feeling pretty calm and I'm practicing this equanimity thing. And yet there on the street is where I really wanted it. That's where I wish I had it. Great. Fantastic. I'm so glad you're bringing this up. Like, what does this have to do with the press of tomatoes? Because that's where I want it. I'm here. I'm doing nothing. Well, this is the practice. We practice it. It's like going to the gym with small weights so that, and it's the same thing with loving kindness. We cultivate it so that when the 100-pound weight is present, like, oh, I know how to do this. I've been practicing. Right. I've been practicing in my heart. I've been practicing in my mind for those states. When the thought comes like, okay, there's no good to come out of this. Yes, I can be equanimous, et cetera, et cetera. So this is exactly why we do this practice. That's why it's called practice. We're practicing because there are a lot of performances in the world when we're crossing the street, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. When somebody, I don't know, sends us a text message or calls us, et cetera. So thank you for those reflections, everyone. So I'd like to invite us to engage in small groups, small practice groups. I'm going to create them now. And the breakout groups are roughly size 3. And the invitation is to share a little bit. Anything you'd like to share about tonight's practice, about the sense of embodiment, if there's something new for you, something that arose, and you can also hold presence, quiet, silence, offer your silence, say pass. Offer one nugget from your own experience. Allow the next person to offer their nugget or experience, and the next person, again, speak from your personal experience, not from your head, but embodiment. Let's really bring in embodiment, not advising or directing other people's experience. Be kind, take care of yourself, take care of each other. And yeah, it's beautiful to be able to share and spend time in Sangha. So I'm going to create the rooms, take care of yourselves, and let's go reverse alphabetical order according to face to first name. Okay. So I'm going to open the room. One more second. And here we go. Okay. The rooms are closed. Everybody is back. Hope you had a wonderful connection. And it's 7 o'clock. So, don't have time for any reflections from the practice, from the breakout groups. But tell you what, let's dedicate the merit and close, and I'll stay for an extra couple of minutes on Zoom afterwards if there's anything you'd like to share. So thank you all. Thank you for practicing together and being equanimity. Yes, practicing on the cushion so that in the world, we can show up for ourselves and for the benefit of others. May all beings be well. May all beings be happy, including ourselves. Thanks, everyone. Take care.